It's time for Wolverines Weekly. We sit down and recap the latest in WDC athletics. Let's hustle to it. Back for the winter season, it's Wolverines Weekly here on KWAD. We have conversations with Athletic Director Norm Gallen, Girls Basketball Coach Jordan Cressip, Boys Basketball Coach Kevin Thunberg, Wrestling Coach Brad Wallum, and Hockey Coach Scott Woods. It's all coming up after this. Welcome back here. Starting off the program now, we are joined with the head of Wadena Deer Creek Athletics. It's Athletic Director Norm Gallant. And Norm, just talk a little bit about now that the fall season has wrapped up, just to kind of recap a little bit for us.
Yeah, it was really a good fall. We have really been fortunate. We've really hired some very, very good people to work with our kids. The fall season, I guess, probably highlighted by our girls tennis team. Coach Cressip started about 5 years ago with 12 girls, and this year had over 30, upset the number one seed Park Rapids in the semifinals, and then took second in the section, and then he was named Coach of the Year, and then of course Maddie Packer made it to the state tournament and took fifth place. And I can't say enough good things about what Jordan and Scott Endress and Elise Kalavig have done with that program. The girls are excited to be there, and definitely a highlight to watch Maddie. She's just been a great athlete and continues to be a great athlete for us in the winter. Football, another really positive year, and another coach that I can't say enough good things about with Kyle Piedemeyer. Kyle's come in and added a whole lot of enthusiasm and really got our kids going in the right direction. We had great senior leadership this year. Peyton Ronisvit, Josh Dykoff, Isaac Christensen, those were our three captains. You just can't say enough about them. We finished the year 5-5, which was the best season we've had in a long time. Had a nice win over Staples Motley in the playoffs, and played Osakis right down to the wire, the one seed. And Peyton Ronisvit ended up for Mr. Football, threw for over 2,000 yards, and finished seventh all-time in career passing yardage in all classes. So he's really had a great career. Josh Dykoff, too. Like I said, Isaac Christensen, Damian Rice, Devin Kaiser, and Chad Dickey were our seniors, and just great kids, and really have our program going in the right direction. Cross country, another good season there. Mike Brunsberg just does a phenomenal job, Terry Olson, with that program, and ended up with three kids down at the state tournament, and Amber Collins and Lane Hafes and Bjorn Brunsberg. Great year for them. Mike always does a great job with that. Girls were conference champions. And then, of course, volleyball. We're used to winning a whole bunch in volleyball, and this year, had what you'd call a down season, but also lots of young girls, and we are going to be tough. Coach Volkman always has our girls playing well, and she had 100 and some kids, 7-12, and we're looking forward to growing and getting better there too. So, yeah.
And like you said, just recapping a really successful, really great fall season. I mean, there's a lot of places to start, but just, with looking at, like you said, with the tennis program, with Maddie Packer getting to state, just how great of that is an opportunity to represent the Wolverines down at that level.
Yeah, and, obviously in those individual sports, having been a wrestling coach too, you see certain kids make it to the state tournament, and it's great for all of them, but especially for Maddie. She has worked so hard, probably got robbed of a state tournament last year with the COVID year and not having a tournament, but you won't see a girl that is kinder, better to her classmates, and just works harder than Maddie. She is phenomenal to watch. My daughter's in her class, so I've watched her since she was real young. She's just a tenacious competitor, but just real classy and just does things the right way. So that was just a great honor for her and a great honor for our school. And to go down and take fifth, especially for being a smaller school up north, and you saw it this year, the 1 and 2 were both from Minnehaha Academy. So, a lot of those private schools kind of dominate tennis. So for Maddie to do what she did and to do it the way she did is just outstanding.
And like we talked about with the football team, you mentioned there, they had a good season, really kind of shifting the culture. You talked about with head coach Peter Meyer and the stuff he's been able to do. And, you know, there were a lot of seniors this year, a lot of senior leadership, and just talk about how, you know, it's great to see them setting the tone and moving the program in the right direction and showing the younger kids what to do to try and have a better results for years to come.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Kyle has just done a great job. First year we started, we were 0-9. And last year during the COVID year, we finished 3-4 and had the home playoff game, which was great for us. And this year, 5-5. And, you know, we've just gotten better every year. And we lose some awfully good kids, of course, but we've also got 8 starters back on both sides of the ball, so we're really looking forward to next year. And that culture of kids wanting to be there and just being excited about football and willing to put in the time in the weight room and do the passing camps that we do and things like that, it's just been really exciting. You know, I think Coach Peter Meyer reminds me a lot of Coach Fleck down at the U. Just bubbles with enthusiasm and excitement, and he's a guy kids want to be around, and he's really established a good culture with the kids. And you know, we can say a lot of things, but the kids have to buy in, and that's what's really been exciting to watch, and it's watch him develop as a coach and get the kids to buy into what he's selling.
And with the cross-country side of things, another successful year, had some state participants individually. And, of course, correct me if I'm wrong, but believe the girls' cross-country team won the Park Region Conference this year.
Sure did.
As well. So just talk about another successful season, just getting those kids down to state and making those memories.
Yeah, you know, what's really unique with Coach Brunsberg, and this year I had a daughter in cross-country, so I got to see it firsthand, too. I have never been around a coach that really creates that family culture. He does so many little things that the kids know that they're valued and they know that they're important, and he just makes them really excited to be there. And it's really a cool sport to be around. Those kids really enjoy each other and they really enjoy competing. And, you know, it's something that I wish more kids got that opportunity to run for a coach like Coach Brunsberg and Coach Olson, because they really do things the right way. And, you know, that's one of those lifelong sports that, you know, are really important.
And now talking, wrapping up kind of the fall sports season with volleyball team as well. Had a little bit of injuries this year, kind of plagued the team, but they have a lot of young players that they were getting through as well. And like you say, Sue Volkman's a great coach, and just getting that program in the right spot. They have a bright future ahead.
Absolutely. And, you know, we got Maddie Karsten back, and then, you know, 3 games in, she blew out her knee, and the other knee that she hadn't hurt before. And you can't replace a player like Maddie. I mean, she's, you know, when she's healthy, she's arguably one of the best players, if not the best player in the area. So, you know, Sue had to do a lot of changing, and, you know, other kids got opportunities to shine, and that's just going to help us in the future. And, you know, we certainly hope Maddie's back full strength next year for all of her sports. You know, another kid that works her tail off and just is really a great kid and has developed into a good leader. So, you know, but it's exciting to see that youth coming. You know, we're going to be awful tough to stop here in the next few years.
All right, and last question here for you. Mm-hmm. Now we move on. It's been a fall season. It was a lot of fun, a lot of great stuff. Now we move on to the winter sports season. How excited are you for that?
It's just great. I love seeing our kids compete. And, you know, one of the neat things that we've done is we added Nordic skiing. Now that's something that you won't see at many schools our size, but we've got some kids that really are excited about skiing, and we've got about a dozen right now that are going to be participating in that. And you know, another thing that is a lifelong sport and something that's really gaining popularity, and it's kids that you know, aren't competing in basketball or wrestling or hockey, and you know, serves a different group of kids that are going to earn a varsity letter and represent our school. So I'm really excited about that too.
And now, you know, something that's been getting going or has been going for a couple of weeks now has been the hockey team. Talk about how excited you are for that.
Oh, they're off to a really good start. And, you know, anytime in hockey you can score five goals, you're doing pretty well. And we've scored five goals in every game we played. So that's just really exciting. I know Coach Woods is really excited about his you know, his goal scoring, but then also I think what he's really been preaching is defense. And you know, the first game of the year we lost 6-5 up at Proctor, but since then you know, we had a 5-0 win. Gunnar Olsen threw his first shutout and goal up at Two Harbors, and then we just beat a pretty good Morris Benson team 5-1. So I mean, that we're off to a great start. And I was kidding Evan Lundy the other day. I said, boy, if you guys keep scoring five goals, you're going to win a lot of games. And he kind of chuckled and said, we sure are. And I think that's what's going to happen.
And now some sports that have just started in the last week or two as well have been boys and girls basketball. Just talk about the outlook for those seasons.
Yeah, you know, I think with, you know, again, two outstanding young men are coaching those teams with Jordan Cressup and Kevin Thunberg. Kevin's entering his seventh season there in the boys, and he's really got a lot of talent. Of course, Peyton Rondesvet coming back. Peyton is just an excellent player and an excellent leader and an excellent young man. And then you got guys like Peyton Church, Teshi Lord, Josiah Kalvig that are going to score a lot of buckets, and they sure looked good last night. From talking to Kevin, I said they didn't shoot particularly well, but played pretty lockdown defense. So he was pretty excited about that last night, and I think lots of good things coming. They got a sweep last night against Long Prairie with C-Squad JV and Varsity, and then the girls had a tough time up at Crosby last night. They ran into that eighth grader that's really good, and I know Addie Gravel, someone that we're going to count on to score a lot of buckets early in the game, got a pretty good cut above her eye and ended up missing the game with, got like 10 stitches. So, you know, we'll see what they can do. Jordan's got a lot of girls there. He's got seven seniors, which I think says a lot about the way he runs his program, that we're keeping those kids out and excited about basketball. So, you know, our girls are going to look for that scoring punch, losing Maddie Karsten there, that's our scorer, so other girls are going to have to step up, and they sure will, and I know he's going to have them playing good defense too. So wrestling started off last night too. I went down to Graceville to watch that, and Coach Brad Wallum, another excellent hire for us. He's got about 27 kids out, which is great. We're one of the few schools that aren't paired around here. He's got a lot of young kids, so I'm excited to see what they're going to be able to do. They led kind of by Colby Endress, would be our kind of our top wrestler up there at 182, and he's tough as nails and really a good football player and a good kid too. So, yeah, I'm excited to see. We've got our big tournament on Saturday, the Dennis Cots. We'll have nine of the top teams in the area here. So we'll see what happens.
All right, and just one final question here, and we'll wrap this whole thing up. Just fall sports, winter sports, and eventually when we get to the spring sports, a season where the kids were able to have a full fall sports season now, have a full winter sports season now, just how great is that, and how great of an opportunity is it for those kids?
It's absolutely fantastic. You know, I talk to each team. Many of these kids have never had a regular season. So, yeah, we're just hoping that everything keeps going as it is, and, you know, we can get in all the games. I just encourage anybody listening, if you're interested in officiating, running the clock, things like that, hey, we're looking for people there, because COVID has really changed that landscape. We had a lot of officials kind of get out of it, and, you know, we need people, because these kids deserve the best that's out there. So if you've got a love for the game, you know the rules, and you're willing to work hard, you know, get a hold of us, and we'll get you set up to be a referee or a clock runner or whatever it might be.
All right, we're talking here with Wadena Deer Creek Athletic Director Norm Gallant. And Norm, thanks for stopping in. Thanks for giving us the time here. It's been a fun chat talking about all these kids and the sports, and we'll chat with you soon again as we go through this winter sports season. Great to talk with you. We'll chat at you next time.
Yeah, absolutely. Go Wolverines.
All right, we were talking there with Wadena Deer Creek Athletic Director Norm Gallant. We have more to come here on KWAD. All right, everyone, welcome back here, and we are joined with Wadena Deer Creek girls basketball coach Jordan Cressup. And coach, you guys have started the season now. You're starting to get a little bit underway with some games. How are you guys feeling into the early part of the year?
Yeah, we're excited to get rolling. We already had our first game, you know, last night. It's been a good start to the season. You know, we're a couple weeks in, and I feel like once games get rolling here, you really just, the season flies by, and so we're just trying to enjoy every moment of it.
Yeah, and as you guys head into this season, you know, what kind of team do you guys think you're going to be?
Yeah, so, you know, we have seven seniors, so we have some good experience coming back from last year's team, so I really like what that group brings. As far as leadership goes, they're very, very positive, and they interact with their teammates really well, and they keep the underclassmen going, and they also hold each other accountable, and they hold themselves accountable ultimately. And so they're all about the team, and they're, you know, all about improving as a whole. And I think that's kind of what we want to do. We have a good blend of some underclassmen getting some good experience, and then some of those upperclassmen that have, you know, been here for and playing for a few years in the system. So we'll see how that plays out, you know, throughout the year, and hopefully we can just keep building the chemistry as we go.
Yeah, and seven seniors, you know, most coaches, they'll be lucky to get four, maybe even five. You guys have seven. How much of a luxury is that?
Yeah, we're very lucky. Like I was just saying, you know, it's almost like we have seven other coaches out there, you know, in practice and games and things like that. And it really just kind of propels our learning and our development as a whole, because those girls, they, you know, we have, you know, in practice or games or whatever, those girls are literally teaching each other and guiding each other and reminding each other of what's expected of them and what we need to do in certain situations. And that's extremely valuable to have, you know, not only just skills-wise and on the court-wise, but, like, just leadership-wise and being great teammates. So, yeah, it's incredibly valuable.
And you talked a little bit earlier, you talked about you guys getting your first couple games under your belts now in this season. Just talk a little bit about the games that you guys have played this week and what you think you've learned from them.
Yeah, yep. So we had a scrimmage that first Saturday after the first, you know, week of practice, and that was good to get some good experience against some other teams. And you know, we played some different teams and did some different things. So that was a fun one, good experience. And then we had our first regular season game last night against Crosby Ironton, and they are, you know, traditionally a really good program. I think they were preseason ranked number 9 in the state in Class 2A, and so we knew it would be a challenge, and that's what it was. It was a dogfight back and forth, hung around, you know, at halftime and battled, and, you know, stuck to what we needed to do as far as game plan goes. But there was a little lapse in the second half where we didn't do the things we needed to do, and they came out on top, and we can take a lot of good from that game last night, and then we can also learn from some things too. So when we look at losses, we look at them as learning experiences.
Yeah, and you talk about that, and it's a good attitude to have with that. You know, it's still early in the season. There's a lot you can build on. What are some of those things that you're taking from that game and you're saying, you know, in a good way, you know, here's how we can build on this and get our team better for the season to come?
Yeah, absolutely. We executed the game plan really well. I thought defensively our intensity was there. We were communicating with each other. We were doing all the things we needed to do. We rebounded the ball pretty well. Got out-rebounded by a couple, but, you know, it is what it is. And then we look at turnovers too, and we limited our turnovers, and that's what we want to do day in and day out. And if we do that, good things will continue to happen, and that's what we did. We controlled our energy, our effort, and rebounded, took care of the ball decently, and then we just, you know, ultimately we didn't hit shots, and we didn't, you know, make the plays down the stretch that we needed to, and so yeah, like you said, it's the first game. You know, we got the first game jitters out of the way, and hopefully we can just keep learning and growing.
Yeah, now as you look forward to the rest of the season here, who are going to be some playmakers? Who are some people on your team that you are really excited about? I mean, obviously you're excited about the whole team, but who are some of the people that you're expecting to be big contributors this season?
Yeah, we look at a lot of our seniors that are coming back to help us in that area, in the kind of the playmaking area. We look at Madison Packer, great ball handler for us, and good point guard and great defender. She's just so solid all the time. And she continues to expand her role and score some more. And then we look at Lauren Gavel and Cora Andrus and Montana Karsten as all players that we hope will continue to be aggressive and look for their shots and really just learn and get better day by day. And then, you know, we got Summer Pettit and Kaylin Lupke's there too as seniors that also, you know, play roles as well as some others that I didn't mention. But, yeah, so it's going to be a collective effort for sure. You know, especially with Madison Karsten going down for the year. It's got to be assembly of different players, and I think they're up to the challenge.
All right, and Coach, just for those who don't know, just talk about you yourself. How long have you been the head girls basketball coach, and just talk about how fun that's been for you this season?
Yeah, so this is my fourth year coaching the girls team here at Wadena Deer Creek, and it has been an absolute blast coaching these girls and working with the program in general. I think we've got great assistant coaches and Wendy Gravel, Jordan Anderson, and Jessica Van Habermat. It makes it truly a joy, you know, to go to practice every day with those coaches. And then we've had great kids as well who get the job done on the court and off the court in the classroom and the community. And they are good representatives of the school. And I never have to worry about off the court issues, which is definitely a blessing. So it's been a great experience here coaching.
All right, and last question for you here, Coach Cressup, is, you know, just talk a little bit about last season and what you want to improve on this. Kind of, what are some things you're taking from last year and you say, you know what, here's some things that we really want to be better at this season?
So last year we struggled at times scoring and finding a way to put the ball in the basket, and I think that continues to be you know, one of our focuses with a lot of our players is we got to be ready to score. We got to put the time in, shooting the ball. We got to be aggressive, and we can't be afraid to make those mistakes, because that's, you know, ultimately how we learn and get better and develop. And so I would say that's kind of our main thing is figuring out ways to expand some roles a little bit, especially on the scoring side of things.
All right. Thank you very much, Coach Jordan Cressup. He is the head girls basketball coach over at Wadena Deer Creek. Coach, best of luck this season. Thanks for joining in the program.
Yes, thank you very much, CJ. Appreciate it.
Again, that was Coach Cressup, head coach of the girls basketball team for Wadena Deer Creek. And now we have an opportunity here to switch over to the boys' side of things here on Wolverines Weekly here on KWAD. All right, we are joined here with Wadena Deer Creek head boys basketball coach Kevin Thunberg. Coach, thanks for joining on the program, and just talk a little bit about how you guys have been feeling now. You just had your first game of the season earlier this week. How are you guys feeling?
Hey, I appreciate you having me on. I think it's kind of cool to have coaches on here and just getting a chance to talk about our team, talk about our players. So first off, just appreciate that. We're excited. We had our first game last night. We hosted Long Prairie. We ended up with about a 15-point win, and the boys really played hard. You know, we have a lot of young players, and even just young from the standpoint of inexperience at the varsity level, where we had a lot of question marks. You know, who's going to really do what, who couldn't do what, and I think a lot of those things were kind of answered last night. I know it's only a one-game sample, and as we get into next week and we're playing two games a week, three games a week, a lot more of those question marks will be fulfilled. But, you know, it was positive just to see that the kids were working hard, doing everything we've been coaching them up to do. And if we can keep doing that, I think we're going to have a lot of fun this year.
Yeah, and Coach, just talk a little bit about your program. Just talk a little bit how many kids you guys have out this season, if you have that number handy, and just about how many seniors you guys have as well. Just how is your team made up of this year?
Yeah, so right now, overall in our program, we're sitting at just under 30 kids in our 9 through 12 program, which is a good number. I mean, for three teams, roughly if you average it out to 10 guys a team, that's about where a lot of guys want to be. I know there's some programs that maybe are quite a bit lower, that are sitting at that 20 level, and they can't play three games a night. And to be on the opposite side of it, where you have close to 45, 50, now you're really fighting for a lot of playing time. So I think puts us in a good spot to be at about that 30 player spot. We only have two seniors on the squad, Peyton Ronisfeld and Isaac Christensen. They're both the captains for the year. Those are guys that have been with us since the beginning. Peyton Ronisfeld's going to be now a 4-year starter for me, and Isaac Christensen played and helped out a lot last year, where, just some strong leaders there that kind of, anchor this team. With the junior class, we've got some strong numbers, a couple injuries, a couple guys that maybe didn't come out that we were planning on it, but the guys that are there are really big into basketball, and they work hard. And then you look at our sophomore class that we have a lot of very athletic gym rats, as I like to call them, in the sophomore class with like Teshi Lohr and Peyton Church, Josiah Kalvig, DeAndre Hammond, Lyric Haug. I mean, just we keep going on and on about those guys that they love to be in the gym. Doesn't matter what month of the year it is. You find them up at the Mavs, or you find them all summer here in the gym, where those kids just love to play basketball. And three of them were starters for us last night, and looking ahead, we'll continue to be starters. And another two of them were some of the first guys off the bench. So we've got a good mix of some strong senior leaders, along with some very talented young kids. And it'll be kind of a challenge, I think, as the year goes on, to see how they mesh together and gel together. Because I know last year we had seven seniors, and these juniors and seniors this year kind of have always played with them. So kind of that turnover here will be maybe some growing pains here and there, but after a one-game sample, they look to gel pretty good.
Yeah, and every year is always different, especially in high school. You're like you said, you kind of cycle through different classes of kids. And just so this year, what does your team look like? Is it going to be, is it going to be an up-and-down-the-court kind of team? Is it going to be a three-point shooting team, a defensive-minded team? What do you think your squad looks like roughly this season?
So what we want, kind of the identity of our team, what we want other teams to think when they're scouting us, when they're playing us, is that we are a defensive team that is just getting after it. That's kind of been our goal all preseason. We've talked about it this summer. We talked about that we kind of changed some things up on the defensive end of things, and we want to get after people. We want to create turnovers. We want to have our guys fly around. And if we do things correctly on the defensive end, it can lead to a lot of transition, easy offense for us. We've got the guys, and we've got the athleticism to push and be a high up-tempo team. I feel like that's kind of been my style of play on offense for the last few years, where we got guys that can just run and spread the court. Let's do it. If that open shot happens to be a three or a layup or whatever it is, let's take that shot and let's keep playing defense. So I look for us to be a lot of the same. Like I said, we only had the one sample of Long Prairie last night, but just an example of what I'm talking about is we forced Long Prairie into 30 turnovers last night, which is great on our end. Another big thing that we talk about is holding teams. We call it one and done, where they get one shot, we get the board, that's all they get at it. And they only had, I believe, eight or nine offensive rebounds, so we did a great job of that. I do see us as a pretty strong shooting team. We got a lot of guys, four of our starters, plus a couple guys coming off the bench, can all shoot the three ball, and they can shoot it pretty well. Unfortunately, last night, and like I said, some of that learning curve, but we were only 3 of 22 from three-point land. So if we can still win games and be 3 of 22 from three, I will take that any day of the week.
All right, this has been Wolverines head basketball coach Kevin Thunberg here. Coach, thanks for stopping in on the program. Best of luck on this coming week, and we'll chat at you again next week.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Wolverines boys basketball coach Kevin Thunberg there. And we have more to come as we wrap up some interviews here on the Wolverines weekly show. And we have a couple conversations, including with the head wrestling coach Brad Wallum and the head hockey coach Scott Woods. That's coming up after this. Welcome back here to Wolverines Weekly here on KWAD, and we are joined with Brad Woolham, the head wrestling coach here at Wadena Deer Creek. Coach, thanks for joining today. How's the season been going for you so far?
Pretty good. We wrapped up our first triangular event last night, Thursday the 2nd. Yeah, it went well for our young squad. You know, maybe the scoreboard doesn't show that, but it doesn't always paint the full picture, but it went well.
Yeah, and just talk about some of the things that you liked from your team and that, some of the performances you thought were somebody who really stood out to you.
I think all across the board, everything from the first-year seventh graders to our experienced upperclassmen, we saw everybody going out there and doing exactly what we had practiced the first, 2 weeks, so that was great. And it was kind of rushed with the Thanksgiving holiday, squeezing some practices in. But overall, everyone was in better shape than I thought they would be in, and they had that fighting spirit.
Yeah, and talked a little bit before about you guys having to go down. You guys were going out a little bit west. You had that triangular where you guys were out in Graceville. Now you guys don't have to worry about driving in the snow. You don't have to worry about driving home. You guys have a meet tomorrow, and that is You guys have a meet today, and that is right here in Wadena. Just talk a little bit about that.
It's going to be a tough one. We host a pretty competitive Dennis Cass tournament here to kick off the season. Invite a lot of schools, from northern part of the state here. It's a tough one. Looking at kind of the potential lineups that other schools are sending, a lot of ranked wrestlers in both Class A and Class 2A. It'll be really good. Good competition to kind of test the waters to see where everybody's at.
Yeah, and just talk about early in the season, kind of what are the goals for your team individually and as a team? What are the goals that you're setting?
I like to just preach to the kids, set a benchmark early in the season. We have a tough time filling a full lineup right now. It's certainly get better than it was last season. But basically, we use last night as setting a benchmark. And then after that, that's what we can base off, what we're going to do the next event, and so on. So everybody did really well, and now they have something to go off of and move forward.
All right, and now as you move your way into this season and getting ready for it, who are a couple of guys that you're looking out for, a couple of guys that really you want to see a lot from this season?
Our two big returners from last year, Mason Brock and Kobe Endress, they both advanced to what was the super section last year. It was kind of a modified tournament format than a typical season due to the COVID year. But those two are definitely, our go-to leaders. But there's other guys that have already shown that they're ready to make big steps, like Brandon Wheeler and Grant Sealhammer. Those are going to be names that you'll hear quite a bit, too, throughout the season.
Yeah, and for those who are following this team, or maybe those who are just kind of tuning in here, Coach, just talk a little bit about you. How long have you been at Wadena Deer Creek, and just talk about your time so far with the program?
This will be my second season as a head coach. I've been a teacher in the district now for 6 years. And I've had a wrestling background, wrestled in here in Minnesota, started ninth grade, and had some success on some teams and individually, and just hoping to kind of bring that spirit to WDC.
Yeah, and Coach, just talk about this season now. How crucial is it? Your first season was in, like you said, you had to go to a super section, and it was just, everything was just out of whack. Now to get a full season, starting on time, doing all of this stuff, how crucial is it, not only for you and coaching this team, but just for your whole team and giving the kids that full experience?
I think it's huge. It's a lot of firsts for me. Even going to the tournament today is a first. We didn't host any tournaments last year. Those were non-existent. So everything is like, oh yeah, how does this work? And you kind of got to remember what the old normal was, what the old rules were like. So that's kind of a interesting thing. But as far as the team, the kids have really been focusing on, what they call creating a legacy. So, just kind of improving what they want to be, the team that, starts to roll the ball forward for the Wadena Deer Creek wrestling program.
And coach, last question here for you, and you kind of got started on just the program itself and kids steering the way for the future. You know, what it, to somebody who's just listening here, what does a Brad Wallum wrestling team look like?
I think just really basic, you know, nothing showy. Remember high school wrestling is much different than, you know, collegiate wrestling, if you follow that, or Olympic style wrestling. You know, it's real easy to take a high school kid that's never done it before and turn him into a 500 or an above 500 wrestler. You don't need to know a lot of moves. If you can be in good shape, you know, be kind of strong and just know three basic moves, you'll be just okay.
All right, this is Wadena Deer Creek head wrestling coach Brad Wallum. Brad, thank you so much for joining in, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right, thanks for having me.
Again, just talking there with Wadena Deer Creek head wrestling coach Brad Wallum. And now moving on from the mat, we're moving on over to the rink where we are talking with the head hockey coach over at Wadena Deer Creek. All right, everyone, welcome in here to the Wolverines update here. And we are joined by head hockey coach Scott Woods. And coach, just talk a little bit about how your team is looking this year. Are they kind of younger, more experienced? How many kids do you guys have out this year? Just talk a little bit about your team.
It's a little bit of a mix. We've had six seniors, and we have 10 juniors that return, and that was kind of the bulk of our team. And then we have a couple new sophomores that fill in as well that I think we're at four plus a freshman. So we're at 21 players, 19 skaters, two goalies, and fairly young. You know, those six seniors, we have three or four of them that play real regular shifts, a couple of them that have great roles for us that kill penalties, you know, and jump in on different shifts. Probably the bulk of our team is our juniors. We have, again, 10 of them that started last year as sophomores. So this is kind of a group we've been waiting for, knowing that once they got up there to be juniors and seniors, we'd hopefully have a nice year. And then adding a couple sophomores that came in as well has certainly made up a good mix of our team. And really, we're off to a good start. We went up and played an overnight trip and lost 6-5 in overtime, but it really could have gone either way. It was just one of those games where first game of the year, we probably just made some mistakes in our own end that we hopefully affected. Played much better the next day. We ended up beating North Shore 5-0 Saturday. And really from there, we played again last night in Morris Benson. In the last few years, they've kind of had our number. We just haven't been able to find a way to beat them. And we played very well last night, winning 5-1. So we're off to a good start. A good mix of kids. And guys are just working hard and working well as a team so far.
Yeah, and like you said, 2-1 to start the season. Just talk about some of the things that you've liked out of your team so far.
Well, I think the combination of guys have really accepted their role. Like, they've been willing to, we don't really get into as a team first line, second line, third line, best defenseman, goalie, whatever it might be. But the kids kind of interpret and they read into that. And one thing that I've loved so far is we have a senior line that's played together. And, you know, we play them against anybody. It doesn't necessarily matter what we'd call them first, second, third line. They can match up against any team. They're physical, and it's nice to see. And that's, Cole Berglund and Brady Dohlmeyer. We moved there. He was playing defense, and Aiden Allred, and then Carson Kern and Grant Barron. They're two other seniors that kind of fill into those roles or kill penalties. So it's nice to see that our seniors have some big roles. Garrett Barron is our backup goalie at this point, but he's challenged our young sophomore goalie. So every one of those seniors has stepped up and done a nice job and accepted their role. They haven't grumbled or complained and been happy just to get out there and make the team better. And then our scoring. You know, we've tried to find different line combos over the year, but this year we tried Cole Woods and Connor Davis and Aaron Sutherland together, and they've just been lighting it up. They've been scoring every game. They've done the majority of our scoring. And then we have another line that's really played well. Also, we have Jack Caranda, MJ Lundy, and Evan Lundy. They're two cousins that play together, and they've really played well too. They haven't put many points, but I know they will. Evan Lundy scored a couple goals, and they'll definitely. So we're rolling three lines pretty steady. And then really on the blue line has been very solid. We have all underclassmen back there that have played well. We have kind of go through my list here. I know we have Aiden Sutherland and Dalton Moyer have played really well together. Make sure I don't leave anybody out here as I kind of go through my sets. Jagger Pettit's a new sophomore that's played really well. Caden Peterson, Austin Holthout's another one that's played very solid back there. So it's been a nice mix. The seniors have stepped up and played really well. A lot of the scoring has come from that junior class to be able to put games away. And then Gunnar Olson has been the sophomore that's been playing in the net, and he's really played solid. And I think part of it is Garrett Barron's a senior that's pushed him at practice and made him better.
And now early here in the season, what do you think is your team's biggest strength, and what do you think your team can improve on the most?
Well, what's nice is, and we've been saying this for years, the last couple of years, we pull out games because we haven't scored as much. We'd be right on the doorstep, and I think part of that is youth. We've had some of these guys that are scoring now that played up as freshmen already, and a lot of them as sophomores last year, and I think it's become a strength, and we hoped it would be, is that we could finish and put some pucks in the net, and I think defensively we've gotten sharper too. That's been really good. We're not giving up the same amount of goals. It helps that Gunner's played really well in the net, but our defensemen have played well, and I think that's definitely been a strength. We're playing a little more open style than we usually would do because we trust that we can finish and score goals. You know, I think probably still the thing to work on is finding if we've for sure got our best lineup and got guys in the right spot, and then just shoring up our own end a little bit. And no matter how well you play, you want to make sure you're not leaving players open and getting good scoring opportunities, because we know we're going to play some teams that are going to be faster and going to give us more of a challenge than what we've had already.
And now as you're getting ready, like you said, trying to figure out what your team is looking like for this year, what does, for those who don't know, just talk about what does the Scott Woods hockey team look like, and how much fun has it been to see the kids getting back out on the ice this year and trying to get better?
Well, it is really fun. I think one of it is we've always taken a lot of pride in being a good defensive-minded team. You know, we like to score goals, but we've always taken pride first in saying, well, we don't need to score a lot of goals if we don't give them up. And probably, you know, I would say a team that I've coached over the years, it varies based on what we have. Some teams will play a very defensive style, keep the game, you know, low scoring. But we've always learned from other coaches that it's only smart coaching to take what you have and try and use it to the best of their ability. And I would say this year it's more of an offensive type team that's going to try and put up goals and get a lead on teams where maybe we haven't done that every year. I just think it's only wise to look at what you have and try and get the strengths out of the kids as much as you can. And I think if we can keep doing that, that's going to really help us. And the nice thing is to have a team that put up points yet. You know, after that Proctor game, we've only given up one goal in two games. So I think if we can play well on both ends of the rink, it's going to be a fun year for these kids.
And last question here for you. Obviously, last year with COVID-19 restrictions and all that going on, you guys had to start the season later. Just how great is it to start the season on time and to get to play a full season?
Well, it's incredible. I mean, that was a big part. So last year, again, we had some really good seniors. We had a lot of juniors and then that big group of sophomores. And I think that's what hurt us so much last year, just that late start. We never really got in a groove. We never got those chances to score, where this year we got to do more in the off season. The kids played some tournaments. We did some stuff as a team. We came in, we had a scrimmage, which we didn't get to do last year against, you know, a pretty fast Metro team. And I think it just got us going a little bit better. The kids chose to do captain's practice together and had great attendance. So I think it's just, we've got so much more under our belt this year already that it's made a huge difference. And then we always take an overnight trip early to get the guys together, spend them at the hotel, you know, the team bonding thing. And it's just made a huge difference having that extra time together to get ready and get rolling in the season.
All right. Well, as the season keeps going on, best of luck to you, Coach Woods, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Great. Thank you very much.
That'll wrap up our show for today. This has been Wolverines Weekly here on KWAD. Stay tuned next week as we will bring you more conversations with the Wadena Deer Creek coaches and more. See you then.